You're listening to a Wright, Johnson and McKenzie feature from one of our audio newsletters. Wright, Johnson and McKenzie are a full-service independent Scottish law firm with offices in Edinburgh, Glasgow and Inverness. For more information on anything you hear in this feature, log on to wjm.co.uk or call our Glasgow office on 0141 248 3434. Now, are you an ethical person? Most of us can answer yes, but what's more difficult to agree on is what do we mean by ethical? This year, Apple were in the news after the EU said they hadn't paid nearly enough tax on their European profits. In October, the company INEOS imported a tanker full of shale gas to the refinery at Grangemouth, despite the extraction process being currently banned in Scotland. Starbucks has made headlines for paying a relatively modest amount of corporation tax, while on the other hand, Scottish sandwich chain Social Bite gives all of its profits to charity. So can you aspire to be both ethical and profitable? We put that question to Wright, Johnson & McKenzie's chief executive, Liam Entwistle.
Businesses should every once in a while look at themselves in the mirror and say, why are we where we are and what are we doing for the community? What are we doing for the people that surround us? And every once in a while look outside their stakeholders and their shareholders, because it is in the interests of the shareholders or the stakeholders of any organisation to ensure that the vessel that they've invested in is perceived in the right way.
Apple was in the news last month with its tax affairs. Do you think there's a disconnect sometimes between the law and, I'm going to say, marketing?
I think that if you try and market a culture or a position, you have to be that. You can't market something that you're not, because people find out, and they find out very quickly. Tax is a difficult issue, but you absolutely have to make sure that if you are saying something to the marketplace, that everything you do is aligned with that. Otherwise, you're going to just score an own goal. On the other hand, if you're saying, well, you know what, we're in business to make money for our shareholders, so every business decision we make will be aimed at that, then you can't then criticise them for trying to minimise their tax. Ultimately, the community has a choice, or society at large has a choice. If they don't like what Apple is doing, they don't need to use Apple products. They've got the ultimate sanction, and they can call Apple out. We've got any kind of platforms through social media for doing that now. There are a lot of people whose voices are heard now that weren't heard 10 years ago.
In the US presidential elections, in one of the debates, Hillary Clinton called out Donald Trump by saying he's not paying any tax. Mm. And he said, that doesn't make me unethical, that makes me smart. Mm. When we talk about an ethic, do we know what it looks like? Or is it that old adage, I can't define it, but I know it when I see it?
There is no single ethical chart. Everyone has their own ethical chart, and they all rub up against one another. And if you think that you are doing right by one person's set of ethics, you're almost certainly doing wrong by another person's set of ethics. And that's the beauty of having multicultural, free-speaking societies. There are certain absolute wrongs. And if I was going to be lawyerly, I would say they're mala and say they're evil because they're evil. So, you know, helping somebody murder someone else is unethical, and that is at one end of the scale, and everyone would agree that's bad. Then there are things at the other end of the scale where there may be some kind of moral equivalence, and folk may not agree, and paying taxes is one of those. As a society, between the stuff that is simply prohibited and the stuff that is bad in itself, there's this large grey area, and that's where there are lines of fertile debate, and that is why organisations have to set their own compass and have to say, this is what we stand for.
Do you think the public's approach and understanding of ethics is actually growing, and therefore it's going to become more important for businesses to grasp this in the years ahead?
There are no real private places anymore. And so because of that scrutiny, people are more aware of what other people are saying, and therefore there is more expectation to be ethical. Take a politician. A politician now, if they commit a peccadillo, they are expected to resign. That wasn't the case even in the 50s. Are we more ethical now? I don't think so. But I think there's more scrutiny. And so whatever moral compass there is being applied to people's lives in a more detailed and rigorous way.
Is the law a good arbitrator between public interest and business ethics?
I think it's an essential arbitrator. I think it's a very good arbitrator, but it doesn't always get it right. And every now and again, especially as lawyers, we're obliged to push back against the law to say, no, you haven't quite got that right. There are a few things you need to consider, and here's a case we would like to test out. Lawyers must look at the context, they must look at the full picture, they must understand their client's requirements, their client's needs, their client's ethics, their client's moral compass, and they must advise completely in relation to a business decision and not just say, well, here's what the law says in relation to that particular point.
I wonder if the way the businesses are set up is also having an effect in ethics. You're getting more community interest companies coming in. You're getting businesses like George Clooney went to see the sandwich shop in Edinburgh, right, and they're giving their profits away. You're getting businesses buying into this, and that in itself is going to have a knock-on effect in the way other businesses set themselves up.
Yes, we have more people who are saying, I'm going into business not just to make money for my shareholders, but also to do X and Y. The growth of these organisations that are specifically set out to achieve moral and ethical aims will increase, and I think it's bringing other organisations along with it, and everyone is having to stop and look at what they're doing and think, what am I contributing?
There'll be a lot of businesses out there that are ethical. There'll be a lot of business owners that are ethical, and they know they are, but they can't put it into words. But is that where a Wright Johnson McKenzie advisor can help?
Absolutely. One of the things that we train our people to do when trying to be what we call client-centric is to really get under the skin of an organisation and to understand it, and to then move from that understanding to be able to articulate its needs.
I would imagine that it'll make your heart glad and a big smile on your face if a client approaches you and says, I want to be ethical, help me. How can you help clients be ethical?
Well, you talk about their choices and their aims and the resources, obviously, and what they want to do. You know, and whether it's someone coming in and saying, I've got a will and I want to donate this, or I want to set up a trust for these ethical aims, or a business that says, you know, I want to get more involved with the community and I want to look at charitable status, or I want to look at other community ownership type ideas. We're able to advise on all of that, and we're able to help organisations set this up and really, I think, more get to the bottom of what it is they want to try and achieve, and then buddy up with them and say, look, you know, we are your advisors and we can take you through this.
One of the interesting areas that I find quite intriguing is divorce law. I notice when we talk about this that we've moved away from the confrontational point of, well, you get this and I get that, to mediation and trying to move beyond conflict.
Yeah, that's a very good point, and that's my own background as well. I mean, I'm a trained mediator myself, and the approach that we take to things like resolving disputes is a less antagonistic and confrontational, let's just get into a court and make the lawyers lots of cash. It's, let's find the best way to resolve this while retaining either a personal or a business relationship. We use a lot of mediation. We've got two mediators here. One is a CAM mediator for divorce, arbitration, adjudication, these kind of processes which are not so much argy-bargy. And the great thing is lawyers don't get to flex their muscles in these processes. It's all about the resolution, and that is inherently ethical in my view.